Hello and welcome to the Strong Girl podcast, where we provide super simple tips and strategies from women of all ages and walks of life to take back control of their health, fitness, and happiness so that they lead more fulfilled lives. I'm your host, Sarah Conlon from Strong Girls Club, and hasn't it been a minute? We're almost at the end of 2022. And today I would love to discuss, is it the right time to focus on weight loss goals? Because we're heading into our silly season, or just Christmas, we've got Christmas, the new year coming up. It's a busy time for people right now. I mean, it's the 30th of November when I'm recording this, and I think that this is something that I just want to discuss because I think discussing things and also bringing in awareness into what happens when we set out on a weight loss goal is really important to understand as well, so we don't set ourselves up for failure. Now, is it even the right time to focus on a weight loss goal? Obviously, we all want to look at our best for, New Year's Eve or maybe those family photos at Christmas. We want to feel really confident and proud within our body and the way we look, and that is how we exert ourselves into the world, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I know that this is something that I work with so many women to help achieve, is that confidence, to feel their best. I love doing that. Now, weight loss means that you are going to be putting more stress on your body. So when we look at going into a weight loss phase, we need to have a look at what the situation is in your life at the current time. Now, weight loss means more stress on your body because you're going to be in a calorie deficit, and you're also exerting more energy as we up your movement and your training. So your training gets more intense and your calories are getting slightly lower. Now, what I'm seeing at the moment, I train so many women, and what I'm seeing is that there is an immense amount of cumulative fatigue from a pretty fucking hectic year. Like 2022, we opened up the borders. Like, I think a lot of us have forgotten what the first half of this year was like. We were all scared about COVID. We were all stressed about getting our vaccinations. The government was forcing us to get these vaccinations. Then they opened up the border, which created even more stress for people. A lot of people then hadn't traveled for a long time or taken appropriate holidays. That was the first half of 2022. So we forget so easily that this has actually been quite a stressful year. A lot of, especially small business, they suffered so much as well. There were restrictions imposed on us. So there's so much cumulative fatigue that I'm seeing from all the people that I'm training at the moment. There's a lot of sickness going around, as well as there's a mini second wave of COVID happening. And I think that's also probably just because we're so fatigued from a massive year. So, does that mean that weight loss should be a goal for us over the next 4 weeks when we're already fatigued and we're then going into the busiest time of the year as well, like the busiest social calendar of the year? So now, first of all, I want to remind everyone that your health and movement is medicine, and eating foods that make you feel good is also a form of medicine. So although we're going to be busy in December and in January, busy catching up with people, busy at Christmas parties, et cetera, it's still incredibly important to continue movement because movement is for your mental health. It's also great for your body. You need those endorphins. So hopefully by now you've really got a structured movement routine, whether you train twice a week at certain times, whether you train 5 times a week, at the moment. Hopefully, you've managed to get into some form of routine so you're not relying on motivation. Because motivation right now, if it comes between motivation and staying in bed, you're going to stay in bed. So that's what we talk about, first of all, when we're introducing new clients to movement routines, especially clients that haven't trained for a long time, is that we want to create habits, healthy habits. So we need structure in our day-to-day and our weeks, right? Hopefully, you're already there. Now, I just want to remind everyone during this time that not every session that you attend needs to be the hardest session that you've ever done. And this is something I've been saying to my ladies, is that like it's just about moving at the moment, just more for your mental health and to feel good physically. So that's really what we want to achieve. We want to tap into how our bodies and our minds are feeling. A lot of us are exhausted. A lot of us are run down. And the worst thing you can do is go into a session and belt the shit out of yourself. And then your immune system's already compromised and then you get sick. So, or on the other end of the spectrum, you might be recovering from being sick and you're really keen to get back into the gym. And I still am going to say, please take it easy, because you know viral fatigue is very real. And so although you might be feeling a bit better, you don't want to then do a crazy big session and run yourself back into the ground and then get sick again. So listen to your body during this time, and reminder that not every session has to be the hardest session that you've ever done. Pull back, go at 50%, just move, do what feels good, and I promise that you're going to get back into the habit. You're going to feel really good. And mentally, it's so nice just to get back into that routine as well. I know, because I've been sick the last few weeks and I've slowly just reintroduced my training program, where I'm literally just going into the gym. I'm moving at maybe 50 or 60% of my capacity just so that I'm getting back into it. And I feel really good for it. Now, I do want to discuss two trains of thought on the topic of should you be focusing on a weight loss goal right now. So remember, we're looking at our lifestyle, what's happening to us right now. Is work ramping up? Or do you have 3 weeks of leave? You know, if you've got a few weeks of leave up your sleeve, or December's really quiet for you, then sure, weight loss goal might be the perfect time for you, because your stress levels are going to be lower. Compared to someone who is finalizing their end of year stuff, going to Christmas parties every weekend, who isn't sleeping because the kids have their end of term stuff that you have to, you know, be up until 9 or 10 o'clock, like during the week. So everyone leads very different lifestyles and everyone's stress levels are going to be different. So that's the first thing, is what's happening to you right now? What's predicted to happen? I know you've got every weekend's fully booked right now, or I'm sure if you're like me, maybe you've chipped out some time to rest and relax so that you don't totally burn yourself out. But looking at those things and being honest with yourself, maybe fat loss isn't the right thing to be doing right now. Maybe we're just looking at moving just so that we feel good. And whatever that looks like, then let's keep to those routines so that we can continue to build on those healthy habits. It's just one way of supporting your mental health during a really, really stressful time of the year when we're already tired and fatigued. All right, so should we be looking at weight loss goals at the moment? Now, I think I've already answered that for a few people, but what I want to go over is two trains of thought that I have about this and about trying to, say, lose kilos over the silly season. Now, what I'm seeing at the moment by marketing and advertising is, you know, businesses trying to push, don't put on too much weight over Christmas, or do this to make sure that you don't put on weight over Christmas. And I don't know, that stuff really shits me a little bit, because if you're someone who is constantly dieting or yo-yo dieting, then maybe it's time that you give yourself a few weeks break and you just do what feels right. Like, diet fatigue is real. And if you are one of those people who's always doing a challenge or always trying to lose weight, then now is the perfect time to sit back and enjoy yourself. Give yourself a break. Now, let's look at what we could be doing and the energy that we could be focusing on, or what we could be putting our energy into, rather than trying to lose weight. So rather than, you know, going to the gym 7 times a week, rather than prepping all your meals and being miserable because you're in a calorie deficit while everyone else is having fun, maybe you could enjoy quality time with your friends and family. Maybe you could make memories that last a lifetime with these people. Maybe you could take a week or two to not worry about your food intake. Like, give yourself that relief of not putting pressure on yourself about your food choices. Just relax. You can make the decision right now to relax what you eat. Maybe you could stress less. Maybe you could sleep in and catch up on sleep. Maybe you could laugh more with some friends. Maybe you could actually live your life. Because when we focus on a weight loss goal, a lot of our mental energy will go into stressing about what we're eating. We'll try and avoid social situations so that we don't, you know, drink too much or eat too much. It means that we're putting more pressure on ourselves. And so for me, I think that taking the pressure off, especially after a very stressful year, it's one of the smartest things we can do. Now, each person is different. So each person has a different goal. You might compete in a weight class division and you might have a competition coming up. So you need to be losing 500 grams a week. That's fine. There are still ways of tracking your macros so that you can still enjoy a balanced life or getting those results. I'm really just talking about the normal gym goer, the yo-yo dieter, the mum who's been really stressed lately. Maybe it's time to take the pressure off, because there have been studies that have shown that those who eat whatever they want and those who try to diet, look, the study was of 20 people, so it's not a great data range. But anyway, there were 10 that did whatever they wanted, 10 that focused on weight loss, and they came out around roughly the same over a two-week period. I think there was 700 grams of weight gain for the ones that did whatever they want. And over the scheme of things, who cares if you put on a kilo? You can lose it easy. So, I mean, from what I see, I've trained thousands of women. I work in this space every single day. I research because I love what I do. And from what I see is that people are trying to lose weight 24/7. Give yourself a bit of a break. Now, in saying that, if your goal is still to focus on weight loss, and there's nothing wrong with that either, I'm just giving you things to think about. You've got to do what's right for you. Now, here are some strategies that you might want to incorporate over this silly season, maybe just to help you mentally feel strong and feel good still, or physically as well. So strategies you can do, you can incorporate over the silly season, or while you're on holidays, include staying active. So do some home workouts, go and train with a friend or catch up with a friend, get outside, enjoy nature, go swimming, go for walks, go mountain bike riding. These are things you can do with the whole family and they're all keeping you active. You're outside, you're moving. It's the perfect time right now. Get up early and train. Train before it gets too hot. You can drink more water and ditch any of the fizzy drinks. You know, now is a good time to, like, especially when you've got time off work, to ditch some of those habits that you might be holding on to because you're at work, because you're overly stressed. Now we can kind of, you know, chill out a little bit more and maybe change those habits if you want to. Choose low calorie alcohol options if you're going to do that, and eat more protein. So if you're going to go out drinking, have a protein shake before you go out and get pissed. It's going to line your stomach. It means that you're not going to drink as much. And it also means that you're not going to, you know, eat high calorie foods as well. So there are a few different things. If you're going out to parties, eat a meal before you go to the party so you're not tempted to, you know, overeat with the cheese and bickies, or eat more protein at the party and pick your low calorie options as well, such as, you know, your carrot sticks or whatever. But as I just said, maybe you might want to just focus on relaxing and enjoying yourself and then tighten your belt back up in January when you're back at work, or, you know, New Year's resolution, New Year, New Me. I'm going to be talking about that in a later podcast. I say that very sarcastically. New year, new me. I am going to actually be doing a podcast in 2 weeks' time regarding setting New Year's resolutions. Of course, I like to think about these things and I always have a different point of view that you may not have considered. And that's my whole idea on these podcasts, is just to, I guess, challenge your thinking about what you would like to do, because it's easy to jump on the bandwagon with everyone else and be like, yes, I'm going to lose 8 kilos over the next 8 days and then, you know, and just be a miserable person and not have fun, and oh, now I'm 90 years old and I really regret not having fun and trying to be skinny all the time. Anyway, each to their own. We all make our own decisions, and I'm not here to judge anyone. That's why I've given you two sides of the coin, two different perspectives as to what you can do. You can choose that staying active, but then also spending time with your loved ones. Maybe take a little bit of that mental energy from trying to lose weight and put it into your friends, put it into your husband, put it into your kids. You know, what a nice way to look at where we spend that mental energy. All right. Now, we also want to look at our sleep, our water. And I haven't covered lifting heavy. Look, if you're just going to go YOLO with your food and your drink, the one thing I'd say is put that food to good use. You can build some really decent muscle in a calorie surplus. So if you are going to go YOLO, go into the gym and do some heavy top singles. Like, get into the gym, depending on what you've been training, but get into the gym, lift some heavy shit, build some muscle, and then in January when you're like, oh, I feel a bit bloated and sluggish, then sweet. That might be the perfect time to then set those resolutions, maybe go into a small calorie deficit, and then you've got an additional, you know, half a kilo of muscle to play around with, which is incredible. So there are so many things to consider and look at, and obviously it's got to do with the direction you want to head in, what feels right for you. So that is all we've got time for today. I hope you've taken some little nuggets of information out of that, and that helps you, you know, consider and make more appropriate decisions for you rather than just following what Sandra or Kathy are doing down the road. Have a great day, and I will talk to you very shortly because we've got two more podcasts before the end of the year. Have a great day. Bye.